This goes to Scott Kastning, K-A-S-T-N-I-N-G, P-A-C, fax 989-842-1110, regarding Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, middle initial R, like Randy, Church, C-H-U-R-C-H. Date of birth, March 25th of 1949. Dear Mr. Kastning, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Church with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and kidney stones. His last visit was March 28th of this year, and his weight is stable. He has been seeing Dr. Liu, L-I-U, and he did have a kidney stone removed from his left ureter, and that was done... September 26th of this year. It consisted of 80% calcium oxalate monohydrate, 10% calcium oxalate dihydrate, 10% calcium phosphate appetate. The patient also has another kidney stone in the left that will need to be removed also by Dr. Liu, and he will be following up with him. He states that there are several kidney stones on the right, but those are not causing any problems, and they will just be monitored by ultrasounds. He's feeling well, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea. He does still have urinary frequency, but no visible blood or cloudiness, no dysuria, no incontinence, no edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from previous visit. Physical exam, weight is 215 pounds. Blood pressure, right arm setting, large adult cuff is 120 over 80. Pulse is 53. Oxygen saturation 92% on room air. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no flank pain. Extremities, no edema, no ulcerations or rashes. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 6th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.4. Estimated GFR is 50. Albumin 4.1. Calcium 8.7. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 2.8. Hemoglobin 14.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A. Chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. No progression of disease. Recurrent kidney stones, and he had a left ureter stone removal September 26th. That was successful. Hypertension, currently well controlled. We've asked the patient to continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He should follow a low oxalate diet and a low salt diet, and he will have a follow-up visit by this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNT/Jose Fuente, MD.